Now, another question. These are all from the same person. Is there any value to the practice of forgiveness? Do you believe it frees one from resentment and anger? As a common idea, you don't want to carry anger and rage around with you. And the only way to get rid of it is say, okay, I forgive you. It didn't really matter what you did. And I think that is a completely false alternative. Forgiveness, in any rational sense, has to be earned. The person has to be able to explain what they did. They have to be able to make reparations. And they have to show you that they will not behave that way again. And that is a big load. So forgiveness is a very demanding thing before you give it rationally. And in most cases, forgiveness is just, you know, thrown off as though, okay, let's forget about it. Now, there's a lot of things, you know, if you use forgiveness for lighter offenses, there's a lot of things that it's fine to say, I forgive you. Like you spilled water on a tablecloth. Accidentally, you say to the hostess, oh, I'm sorry, please forgive me. That's not an issue of injustice. You don't have to show her that you'll pay for the tablecloth or, you know, change your character. But we're talking about the kind of sin or behavior that would sentence you to lifelong resentment and anger. And forgiveness is supposed to be the answer to that. It cannot be the answer to that, because it's not deserved. So however much you say, if a man ran over your child and did it because he was drunk, well, I don't want to carry that resentment and anger with me all my life, so I forgive you. You cannot believe that, unless it's just words and you didn't attach that much significance to your child. You're lying to yourself if you say, okay, forgiveness means you're different, et cetera, et cetera. But here, there's no reparations. Here, there's no indication that you changed your character. All I know is you've taken irreplaceable value, and I'm enraged, and there's no way that saying forgive you is going to make you feel better. It just makes you feel like a liar to yourself for adding that in. Now, let me just add this. Does that mean that if the person doesn't earn forgiveness, you have to carry a resentment and rage around as part of your, for the rest of your life? No. And I think it's important to understand. The way that you carry it around is to metaphysically devalue it. In other words, you always know what that person did, and that they are a swine, and that you don't tolerate it and all the grief they caused. But after the passage of time, maybe 1 year, 3 years, you are able, if you have the right ideas, to say, that was a very, very, very wicked thing, but that is not reality. I'm not going to let that determine how I feel about the rest of the world, about my goals, about other people, etc. If you can do that, then it becomes an issue of, occasionally, you will remember what the person did, but it won't be part of your continuous inner feeling. And actually, if you do that correctly, without repression, you get to the point where you really don't care. At the beginning, somebody does that, you want revenge, put them in jail for life, whatever. But if you follow this, I've seen this in a number of cases. I'm sorry to say in my own case also, if certain people have behaved so wickedly that when it first started, I sincerely thought if it was legal, I would kill them. Yeah, justice would demand that. I was very hard about it. And then it's not that what they did pales, it's no longer an active part of my view of the world. So it no longer is resentment and anger as a, you know, key part of my psychology. And the actual result was a couple of these people, showing that there's a merciful God, died recently, not through my hand. And I didn't even feel happy that they finally got it. It didn't make any difference to me at all at that point. Not just because it was long ago, but because it was, in effect, like another world. I was back in reality, and the issue was closed. So I didn't carry the resentment and anger through my life, although it was very, very intense at the time it took place.